And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J., Trisha on the phone, Eric the Great, and the lovely Kathleen, all here Dave, right now.
Cut your hair off and slurp it up like spaghetti.
Yeah. OMG, you look so cute in my skin.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound very appetizing. I'm sorry.
Dave, I want your smile.
You can't have it. I'm sorry. The skin thing was a little disgusting.
I want to go to a surgeon and make your body like my body, or make my body like your body, like
you
that
don't
film
want
with
that.
Liberace.
No, you would lose Avi if you did that.
I'm feeling kind of naughty tonight.
Oh, well, great. I'm in the same room with him. Okay. What's going on? Get Johanna in here. That's a pretty cool song, though.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And you know what? And if you don't know that song, you haven't been watching the best show on TV. The best show on TV, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It is my favorite song. I like the song too. It's my favorite show, one of my favorite shows of all time right now, and it's definitely my favorite show on TV right now. And we have on the choreographer for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Catherine Burns. Thank you so much for joining us.
Howdy. Thanks so much for having me. I'm honored.
Yeah, we're honored to have you because, you know what, I've been telling everyone here and like everyone everywhere to watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh yeah, you're like our publicist.
Yes, yes, and you know, and there's still time. I know, you know, Savvy, my friend Savvy, she's caught up with the first season. She's watching the last episode of the first season. I think she started watching it before the show, and she's gonna finish it after today's show. And then she's got the whole second season. And for others out there, the season finale is airing this coming Friday night.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll see if we can get some spoilers out of you in a little bit. But, of course, probably not.
She'll never work in that town again if she does that.
But tell us, what does a choreographer do?
A choreographer, in essence, makes up the dances and coaches the actors on movement if there are non-related, you know, scripts, non-movement, non-verbal coaching. Okay. That was a very long description. Basically dance stuff.
Yeah, but it's not
but
just...
I also help.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's weird. Like sometimes, like if Josh and Rebecca in season one or something, or Greg and Rebecca are in like some weird love position, sex position, I'll help coach them on what's less awkward.
Okay.
But, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and of course the show, there's a lot of singing and dancing in the show, but it's also, I mean, I think Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, it's just there's a lot of different movement in this show. It's not just about the song.
Oh, I'm gonna have to watch this,
Dave. It's hilarious. Yeah. It is hilarious.
It is. So what?
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say there's like two music videos per episode, but sometimes we'll have like little interstitial songs. Or a little callback joke with song and dance. We've probably done more than like 70 songs throughout the past two seasons.
Yeah, I like the one that they keep playing this season that's involving a woman's time of the month that we're not going to say on the air.
But, oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I think, is that ever going to be made
you just
in?
Did.
Is that ever going to be a well, the way that they say it, something that you could do during that time. Will they ever make that a real song?
Well, Rachel just released it on her YouTube.
She did.
It was really funny because, like, our AD Roger was calling out lyrics for her just because it was a super last second like pickup at the end of the day. And like the joy that I felt seeing her sing that song and to have all these like male crew members just like cringing was quite glorious, to be honest.
Oh, how funny.
It's not just about that time of the month. It's something that you could do with that person that's having that time of the month. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Like,
I'm visualizing it.
Something, put down a towel.
Yeah,
at
it was
least.
So funny.
Oh, that's good.
But it is a, you know, and there's a lot of songs that I can't.
Nervous male laughter.
Right? I mean, we really take it there. Why not, right?
Yeah.
You can do anything
like,
in the form of a musical.
My favorite song that I didn't want to, we're not playing, but UTI, the UTI song. That is my favorite song.
Wow, I'm missing out on some good stuff.
Here.
Yes, that one. And
you
then
know what? I don't think it's ever appropriate to say that something UTI is your favorite. Sorry. No offense.
And another one that's my favorite that we didn't play on the air is I'm not going to tap that blank.
That booty.
From this
Let's
season.
Just say booty.
Yes, tap that booty, and it is the. I mean, that's got to be like your. That's your jam for this season, isn't it?
Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, the fact that it was like a Donald O'Connor, Gene Kelly, like, you know, reference in a sense. And but yet they were dancing on a butt. Like, what does dancing on a butt look like? And then, yeah, it's just so clever, like tongue in cheek. And, you know, they tap that booty all over the house. And then yeah. And then at the end.
They're on the chest.
Yeah, they go, but where should we finish? And then she goes, please, please, not on my chest. You'll scratch it. And they jump up on her chest or drawers.
Yeah.
Oh. As one does.
And the entire show, you know, is like that.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
All, it's just, it's so much fun every single week. And just the songs, I listen to the songs nonstop in the car. And
oh, that makes me so happy. That's awesome.
Well, and it's your first, you just got your first Emmy win for Outstanding Choreographer for, is it for three songs?
Yeah, it's for Crazy Ex-Girlfriend as a whole, I suppose.
Okay.
But the ones I submitted were Settle For Me, which was at Fred and Ginger's Tap Dance, and then A Boy Band of Four Joshes, and I'm So Good at Yoga.
Okay, and we also I brought a little bit of Settle For Me for everyone to hear. This was my jam at karaoke a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, so you did this?
Yes. So this isn't my Settle For Me. This is what's his name?
Santino.
Him singing, and of course Greg on the
also
show.
Also Hans from Frozen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hans from Frozen.
Yes.
Oh, Frozen.
Yes. So let's hear a little bit.
Settle for me, darling. Just settle for me. I think you'll have to agree, we make quite a pair. I know I'm only second place in this game, but like 2% milk or seitan beef, I almost taste the same.
So Dave, you know, it's
wow,
very,
nice song.
It's very La La Land-esque.
It is. That's what I'm hearing right now. Who sings this song, by the way?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, is that Seth?
No,
oh.
It's Santino.
Oh, Santino. That's right.
Who plays,
nice
who
voice,
plays Greg
by
on the
way.
Show. And
really?
Of course, spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't seen season two, Greg's not on the show anymore.
What?
And I'm
where'd
devastated.
He go? He left?
He went. He went to school.
He's doing hockey talk.
You're
well,
right.
You know,
that's an inside joke.
I have a question for you, because being a choreographer is always a little bit tricky, because not only do you need to work with the music, work with the theme and the feel of the show, but also within the parameters of your actors and the people that you're working with. How much of a challenge has that been for you, with this show being so, like, out there and funny?
Well, you know, luckily for me, I studied at Upright Citizens Brigade here in L.A., and I got my start working with comedians. And so coming into Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I'm working with Broadway vets. So they're really talented. And, you know, some of our lead actors have been in very, very tough dance shows on Broadway, have swung, which means they learn lots of different combos from lots of different people and lots of different tracks. So, but the thing for Crazy Ex is we do have a specific tone, and finding the funny within a Fred and Ginger number, right? So, like, how do I heighten the story through movement, but yet also not pull focus from what needs to be said, so to speak, you know? So, and also, like, with Rachel, the biggest challenge, I would say, for movement and choreography is Rachel's schedule. Rachel Bloom, our co-creator and star and writer, she writes the songs with Jack Soljan and Adam Schlesinger, and sometimes we have, you know, minutes to rehearse a number. Like, a lot of things I'm, like, coaching her on the day. Like, the previous mentioned time of the month thing you can do with a partner, I just called things out while she was shooting it. And then so sometimes I'll have, like, an hour here and there to rehearse with her if I'm lucky. That's kind of challenging.
Now
amazingly challenging. And especially with the number of pieces that you have every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to stay focused on just, like, the task at hand. If I think too far ahead, then. And sometimes, as the season has progressed, some of the songs haven't been written until kind of the last second.
Well, Dave, I had Eric pull up another song that was played 2 weeks, or one, well, I guess a week and a day ago,
mm-hmm.
on not last night's episode, but the previous Friday's episode. Dave, tell me who you think this is inspired by.
Okay. Frankie Valli.
Am I right? Check out the lyrics of the song.
I knew that right away.
Yeah, you're good. That's got to be my favorite.
That's funny.
That is my second favorite song from this season.
You got some great singers on.
And right? A lot of the songs.
Is that the Joseph song?
That is cool.
That is so. I mean, and all the songs are like inspired by someone. Of course,
fantastic.
You had like a Dreamgirls type song last season.
Oh, really?
And
with
course,
Ricky Lake and Amber from Glee.
Yes, and then the triangle, a math of love triangles. I think who cannot relate to that song?
It was like a Marilyn Monroe-ish number. That one was really fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So Dave, you got to check out the show.
Oh, I definitely will. I love it.
It's so much fun. And any hints at what we might see, or don't spoil us. Don't spoil us, because I already have people on Periscope who are upset because, of course, Savvy hasn't seen season two and now she's upset about Greg. So don't tell us what's going to happen.
The good thing about the show, though, is that because of like the musical elements and the jokes and the writers, you know, do such a good job that like there's like little earworms and little jokes that you can't miss. I mean, the story, the plot, that's amazing. But, mm-hmm. you know, all the nuances that we have in the show is really what makes it special as well. So even if you do get some spoiler alerts, it's still worth a giggle.
And so we're, you know, entice us. Is there anything that you can tell us that makes us want to watch next week?
Oh, man. I mean, I will just say it ends in a way that you never saw coming.
Okay, exciting, and it's already renewed for season three, which I'm totally
Yay!
Excited about.
You had me a
me
towel.
Too.
Yeah, and I was so happy that because I was upset that Rachel didn't win this year for in the show.
The best actress, yeah, but yeah. Tracy's so good. I've seen her at a few events, and she's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, she is. But I'd say, you know, right now on the CW, Jane the Virgin and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend are my favorite shows on
CW. Yeah,
and
Rachel really does hold it down for all of us, and is so quick and so talented and smart, and her and Aline really set the tone for the whole cast and crew, and we do have the most fun making it. It's a really positive, like, as cheesy and cliche as that sounds, it's like a real positive, like, bam-bam kind of environment, you know?
Yeah. And anything else coming up aside from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend that you'd love to let our listeners know about?
Well, I choreographed this special for Netflix for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Starring none other than Michael Bolton. And it's so funny. You all have to check it out. It's a Valentine's Day Michael Bolton special. And, created by, the guys from Comedy Bang Bang and Lonely Island. So it's just really funny, and I got to do a bunch of different numbers for it.
Wow.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah, yeah. And anyone, you've got to check out Rachel Bloom's YouTube channel.
Yeah, Rachel does stuff.
Yeah, Rachel does stuff, and because I just found out that there are uncensored versions of some of the songs.
Yeah, we started to do, you know, so to speak, raunchier versions of every music video, but it just ate up too much of our production time.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll see that we kind of dwindle away, because sometimes like the limitations of, you know, not being able to say a certain word to make it more of a creatively fun challenge, and it still works.
True. But it's still fun and definitely a great place to say. And is there any social media that we should let our listeners know about for you?
Sure. I mean, I love the Instagram. Who doesn't? I'm Kat M. Burns, like mother. Kat M. Burns.
Okay.
I'm not a mom. I just said mother. You'll get it. And on Twitter, I think I'm the same as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, Catherine Burns, thank you so much for joining us and helping us celebrate Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Again, it's Friday nights on the CW. Check out the season finale.
And what time?
At
9/8 Central.
Excellent.
So, yes. It's a lot of fun. Again, my favorite TV show that is on right now, and one of my favorite shows of all time. I love
that's
the song.
That's such a nice compliment. Yeah. What a compliment.
Yes.
That
is.
Man.
Please let Rachel know.
Right. I will.
Please let Rachel know. We'd love to have her on sometime. We're a big fan.
Oh, Oh yeah, she's the best. I'll tell her.
All right, thank you, Catherine. And we've got another song from the show. Let's start playing that one. I'm a good person. And there's a much raunchier version.
I'm a good person, better than you.
Much raunchier version of this song on YouTube as well. Doctors Without Borders ain't got nothing on me.
Oh, this is good. Wow.
Yeah, in the raunchy version, it's not spit the good right into your eye. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But there's emotion to it.
I can imagine what that is.
Yes, thank you so much again, Catherine.
Thank you all.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Wow, she's delightful.
Did you delete some content out of this?
Yes, I did.
Blanks?
Yes. Gooder than you, and you, and you, and you, and you, Dave.
Oh, me. Yes. And me.
I think it's time for some binge watching.
Oh yes, you've got to love it. You're gonna
What's
love this
binge
show.
Binge watching.
Get it straight, Dave.
Binge.
I really mean great. The best. Hashtag humble and blessed.
You know all this stuff. Eric, how does he know all this?
I don't know.
Stuff?
He knows every lyric to every song that's ever played on the show.
It's amazing. He knows
I'm
it backwards
a good
person.
Too.
Sing it backwards.
I always find good to be kind. Look, listen.
Sorry. He even knows the gestures. All right, well, this is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment, starring none other than who? Eric the Great. No, Joseph J. Trisha.
I'm going to gut your husband like a
You're
fish.
Running out of tunage.
Oh, yeah, tunage. All right, we'll be right back after these words.